So one of the things we lean into for identifying students that have issues or assessing if they're a threat is called school behavior threat assessment training. And we've partnered with a university to send someone to train us. And then most recently, we had our Homeland Security contact come out and do the training. People that would participate in that would be our principals, administrators, counselors, SROs, anyone that is available to handle those types of situations. And the purpose of that training is what you were asking earlier, is how do we identify if this is a real threat? And then also, how do we help those children if they're in crisis? If they're having emotional or mental health issues, you know, what do we do to support them? And so we lean on that to make sure as a school system that we're taking every threat seriously if it needs to be handled correctly. We also have offered training for our staff, which is the CRAZE training, which is Civilian Response to Active Shooter training. That was also a partnership through Homeland Security. That's another training that we have to handle students and what we would do in an emergency if there was something like happened in Barrow County. Another training we've had is the Stop the Bleed, which is an interactive course that guides you through methods of controlling bleed. So that's in a crisis training. So those are some of the trainings that we've offered in the school system to help identify and then help if there was a crisis.